job, we should probably tell everyone exactly who we've got with us, because it's got busy around there.
In fact, would our guests, would we like to introduce ourselves? So we've got Jacob. Hi, Jacob.
Hello.
Hello. Jacob from Nethill, Jacob Tang, and we're going to hear about your fundraising in a minute. And also, Chairman of Sandwich County Council, Sarge Hussain.
Good morning, everyone.
A new job title for you, Sarge.
Yes.
Brilliant. And your mum and dad
refer to you as friend of the show now.
And check it, your mum and dad are here as well.
Yes, they are.
So I'm really looking forward to finding out. I mean, tell us, what were you doing yesterday, Jacob?
I did a lemonade store for WWF in front of my parents' fish and chip shop. I sold freshly squeezed lemonade, homemade cupcakes, lovely woodcrafts kindly donated by Youth Forward and Woking, wonderful WWF merchandise including stickers, notebooks, stationery and keychains. This year, we raised a total of £1,020. This is our third year in a row to do this, and we hope we can make a difference to the world.
So, over £1,000 raised,
yes.
And the cakes, I saw the pictures on social media, Jacob, they looked amazing. Were they all homemade?
Yes, they were all homemade.
Who made the cakes?
The panda cupcakes were made by us, but then the rest of the cupcakes were made by our friends.
Okay.
Oh, so it became a real community effort. That's brilliant.
Mm. And you mentioned that you got the Useful Wood Company.
Yes.
We know them. They're based on Goldsworth Road. They do a lot of work around getting people involved in, you know, producing wonderful woodwork.
Yes.
And I mean, how did you get involved with them? How did they get on board?
We saw their shop when we were passing by in Woking.
Mm-hmm.
And then we asked them if they could donate woodwork to us.
Okay. And they said yes?
Yes.
Oh, so what did they donate then?
They donate bird feeders, bug hotels, and pots to hold your plants in.
Oh, okay. So like planters and things.
Yes.
So that's keeping up with the theme of nature. And why is the environment and why is animals, wildlife, why is that so important to you?
It's important to me because, firstly, they help our ecosystem.
Yeah.
And, for example, if an animal wasn't here, our world wouldn't be as healthy as it would to be.
Yeah, we need animals, don't we
animals
as humans?
To
survive, yeah, absolutely. So, we know that you go to St. Hugh of Lincoln Primary School?
Yes,
is that where you go? So, do you learn a lot about the wildlife and environment? Is that something you learn about?
Yes, we do that in science.
Okay, so what sort of things are they teaching you then about that?
They teach us about how animals can keep our ecosystem up.
Mm.
And about different things in the world, is how it's changing critically.
Yeah. Climate change is something we hear about a lot. Okay, and how did you first become interested? Was it through learning about it in school?
No, it's when I first went to Malaysia and saw a zoo there. I went to a zoo there, and then I started to love animals.
Okay.
So do you think you'll do something with animals when you grow up and finish school and things?
Yes. I want to be a zoologist, to be like David Attenborough, so I can travel the world and spread the word about how our planet is changing critically.
Oh, we love David Attenborough. He's a legend.
Amazing.
I mean, he does so much. He's just an amazing person. Yeah, so he's your inspiration, yeah?
Yes, he's my inspiration.
Brilliant. So what do you like about David Attenborough?
Well, I watch his documentaries, so I become really interested about how the natural world is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Do
well,
you have a favourite documentary?
No, they're all very good.
Okay.
I think it's important, isn't it, to understand and, protect animals, because you say we need them to survive, and humans and animals and wildlife need to kind of share the planet, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to talk some more and find out more about what you've been up to yesterday and why you do what you do in a short while. It's 9:15 on Radio Woking.
And we are still joined by the amazing Jacob.
Yes, and other people in the studio as well. And yesterday then, so you raised, over £1,000, Jacob, selling your cakes and all the other bits and pieces. So what was that like, you know, having your stall outside your family business and people, were lots of people coming down to see you?
It was really fun, managing to interact with people and talk to them about how the world is changing.
Okay.
And to make them aware.
And what were people saying when you were speaking to them? What sort of things were coming up?
just saying that what I'm doing is really important and more people should be like me.
Yeah, I think that's just so
such an inspiration. Yeah, we echo that, I think.
Yes. And we're with Saj Hussain, who is the chair, as you mentioned, of Surrey County Council. What are your thoughts? We saw you on social media, telling people to come down and support Jacob. So what are your thoughts on all of this?
Well, it's amazing what Jacob is doing. This is his third year running. Last year he did a tremendous task, and this year again, when he came up with the idea that he was going to do it, I was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I spent nearly an hour there yesterday, and it was a very good reception. People were coming along and taking cakes and buying cakes and drinking his lemonade, signing his lemonade. But everybody's just admiration for Jacob, what he's doing. It's such a young age. He's 9.
Yeah.
He's not only just into animals and all that. Yeah. He's also a musician. He's not told you about the musician.
No, you told me about that.
So I actually during the Turkish disaster earlier this year, Jacob and friends organised a pianothon at Gordon School West End.
Oh, wow.
And I was asked to attend there as a mayor of Woking then. Mm-hmm. But Jacob, maybe you want to say something about that, yeah?
Yeah, tell us about that. I mean, that's amazing.
I thoroughly enjoy piano, which led me to do my grade 5 piano exam just a few days ago.
Oh, wow.
Grade 5 piano at 9 years of age. That's amazing.
We're not jealous at all. Wow. We're on the radio talking about music because we can't play it.
How long have you played the piano then?
About roughly 3 years.
Okay. So from a very young age, how did you get into that?
Well, my friend's mum is a piano teacher, and so she asked me if I would like to play piano, and I said yes.
Mm.
And that's how I started to play piano.
Oh, well, you're very talented.
You're already at grade 5 after 3 years.
Yes.
Wow. This is amazing and such an inspiration. It's such important what you're doing, raising awareness of the environment. What do you think, though, we could do as a society? What do we need to do to kind of make things better for the environment and the animals?
Try to use less paper and try to, mostly that, because wood is being cut down every day in mass quantities.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, of course, and obviously recycle as well as important.
Yes, recycle.
But yeah, not chopping the trees down to make such paper. It's hard, though, because we've kind of got into this situation where we just, we don't really appreciate that a tree has to be chopped down to make paper, and we just kind of go through this sort of phase of just, like, using stuff. But well, I suppose you have to realise that things don't last forever. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, really interesting. And Jacob's mum Sue's with us in the studio as well. You must be very proud.
Oh, I am very very proud of Jacob, especially having a son like him. I think I'm the proudest mum, if I can say.
You have the right to say that, to be fair.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you should be very proud of Jacob. It's just amazing what he's doing. And for you, as business owners in a community like Knapp Hill, the Knapp Hill Fish Bar, how long have you been running the fish bar?
9 years, as old as Jacob. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that must have been a busy time, having a child and then taking on a business at the same time?
Yes, first time mom, moving home, taking over a business.
Wow. Where did you move from?
Farnham.
Oh, okay.
We used to live in London, moved to Farnham, and then slowly moved to Knapp Hill.
Okay. Yeah. I think London's great, but actually where we are in Woking, you can get to London easily. It's not, it's kind of not as built up as London. I think it's a nice community, isn't it?
Absolutely. I never thought of moving anywhere, so I love this place. I feel safe and a great school for Jacob.
Good. And then you're becoming the centre of the community because you own a well-known place like the Fish Bar, but then you've got a son doing so much as well. I mean,
full on. Yeah, we run the fish and chip shop. It's a family-run business, so tell you something. Jacob works in there too. Can I say help?
Yeah. Oh, what do you do, Jacob? What's your role in the fish and chip shop?
I help at the counter, so I take people's orders.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
Yes. I like talking to people, and I can see how people are doing now and then.
Ah, do you get regular customers that come back and the same faces you see again and again, so you can have conversations? So it's more just a business, it's a community, and you're making friends with people locally, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
That's really good. Okay, and...
Actually, you say community bases. When they come to post office, Alan and Keane pops in for changing things, people are talking to him by first name terms, which actually brings that community spirit.
So you
don't get that in other places, London and all that.
Yeah, we know Tarsha as well as being the former mayor, chairman of the Surrey County Council. You're also postmaster in Uphill, aren't you?
Sub-postmaster.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, but I'll say it's a community-based, coherence. And what Jacob is doing, he's an ambassador.
Yeah.
I think, he will be, especially for this climate change, what we're working on now.
Yeah.
What he's doing, he's really, putting the word out there. And also his school friends. I mean, there's lots of his colleagues from school, teachers and so forth, supporting him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important.
Very important.
Yeah, very important.
Do you want to say hello to anyone, Jacob, or shout out the school while you've got the chance? Because you're live on radio, everyone can hear you.
I'd like to shout out to the children that helped me, including Enzo, Chloe, Joshua, and Joseph.
Brilliant.
Well done, everyone.
Yes. And do you know what, Jacob? You're the next generation. So we talk about climate change, we talk about what's going to happen, but this is going to be your future. What we do now is going to impact what happens for you as an adult, isn't it, in the world? So it's so important for you. It's really, really inspirational.
And that's why I think you need to be applauded even more, because you're thinking about it now and trying to make a difference now to impact your future and the future of those after you as well.
Thank you.
So, Jacob, what have you got coming up next then? I mean, raising money for the WWF. Of course, that's a Woking-based charity. They've got the headquarters building in Woking. Have you been there?
To the
headquarters building.
Yeah, I have.
It's an amazing building. That's really, they really thought about making that sustainable, haven't they? And they've done a lot of work around the environment there.
Yes, I have.
Brilliant.
That's where we got the merchandise from.
Oh.
And they spot us by giving us the merchandise, the pin badges and the keychains.
Love a bit of merchandise. Amazing. So what's next then? What have you got planned to do more fundraising? What's coming up?
Just to do more fundraising. We haven't really come up with it, but just to continue our work.
Brilliant.
Well, do stay in touch and do let us know what you've got coming up, because we'll happily help promote it and support you.
Yeah,
of course.
And come back and see us at Radio Woking. We'd love to have you in the studio. First time on the radio?
Yes.
How'd you find it?
Really fun. I enjoy it, actually.
That's good.
You can become as regular as Sarge. You'll be all right.
I just want to say thank you very much for the Woking Community Radio.
Yeah.
For actually promoting Woking and all the community interests you're promoting.
Absolutely.
Please do carry on with that.
And I think it's so important, because we're seeing that radio is in some cases losing its localness, and actually what we do here, we're able to sort of focus on what's happening locally and celebrate, and there's so much going on. It's just so important, I think, isn't it, to celebrate that?
It is. And I say you're putting the message out, so please carry on with it. I know it's a Sunday morning and you should be probably in bed now, but enjoying your Sunday morning, but you've come out here and doing this for the community.
It's a pleasure. I get to learn loads and get educated and then find out about the community just by doing this job, so I love it.
Absolutely. So
next year when Jacob does his fundraising, we'll warn you, we can give you an advance notice, and maybe you can promote and people can come.
We'll come down and see you, because I quite like the idea of eating cakes on a Saturday morning.
That sounds fun.
Yes, brilliant. How do we find out more about what you're doing then?
We'll be in touch.
We'll be in touch.
We know where you are now.
Oh, that's good. There you go. We'll be in touch.
Well, thank you, Jacob, and your mum, and your dad, who's the other side of the glass in the studio.
We're going to have some photo opportunities now, so you can have some pictures to show everyone your Sunday morning, started off a trip for radio station. But good luck, Jacob, and well done for everything you're doing.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing what's next for you.